is a fantastic ambassador for the movement. But I don't want to detract from Helen. I think her contribution was spot on. And what you've said about the government using so conveniently psychosis, schizophrenia, as an excuse to even go back to Class B, God forbid, is spot on. And that's what campaigners have got to be aware of. I've had three wonderful days in Pat's company. The way the media are putting her across is fantastic after all these years. I've warned her she's got to be careful. They're not always as sweet as they seem sometimes. She does have the case on March the 11th. There's been a lot happening in the world of medical cannabis. I don't know if GW Pharmaceuticals has been mentioned earlier and where they're at. As most of you know, the license has been delayed and delayed and delayed. The appeal court case centred on five cases where the defence are showing medical necessity. The government have had to consult top people, Attorney General, head of the CPS, Ken McDonald, who himself, you could say, is a drug dealer. He sent some cannabis years ago through the post. The fact that he's allowed to be head of the CPS says a lot, I think. We still need MPs to come out and say, I didn't just use cannabis once in 1969, I'm still using it. People in my family are using it. As candidates, you're going to be asked the same old chestnuts. You've got to be able to respond to Helen's points. I think some of you are a bit woolly on the kids issue. You've got to have a firmer policy. It is all about education. We've all been misled. Some of us as parents have perhaps had a more enlightened approach. And it's interesting the fact that we've heard speakers say their kids have lost interest in cannabis, even though they've been brought up in a household where it's liberal attitudes. And in fact, the example in Holland, because we're going to hear this floodgate explanation yet again, we even heard it at the appeal court. What if we allow these people to run these medical defences? Everyone will jump on the bandwagon. The example in Holland is that it's freely available, but Dutch youth went down. I don't know if any of you saw recently Newsnight when Danny from Transform was on, and it was the classic issue of what will happen if we legalise. And he said quite sensibly, use will probably go up for a bit. Of course, some of the kids are only interested in using cannabis because it is illegal, quasi-illegal, they get the buzz, they won't be interested. They're going to move on to other things. Are we ready for that? Are we ready to educate them? Or do we just push that under the carpet? The other points you're going to be asked about are the classic driving under the influence. I know it's a favourite topic of Don and others. We've got dreadful proposals in terms of legislation that even having drugs or cannabis in your system, detectable amounts to possession, which it never has before. You need to be clear, because you're going to be asked about policy on other drugs, whether you're against prohibition full stop, because it just doesn't work, or whether you're going to demonise heroin suppliers. You've got to think that one through. Any questions from the floor? Anything anyone wants to know specifically about the appeal case?
Yeah, what's actually going to happen with
okay, it was 2 days of legal argument, confused a lot of people. One of the defendants there was in the bizarre position, Jeff from North Wales, of being acquitted. He went to a jury. He said, I've grown this cannabis. It's for a medical co-op. And the jury thought, not guilty. The prosecution appealed, that's not right, and said he had to come to court. The other four people chose to go there because the judges in their trials hadn't allowed them to present a full medical necessity defence. I think some of you here know about Tony Taylor and his unique setup down at King's Cross. It was mentioned in court that he's got an international reputation, that he is an expert on cannabis. Where are you supposed to go to get information on cannabis? The interesting thing on the medical front is Canada is a step ahead. They changed the law on medical cannabis. Doctors were allowed to prescribe it. I think two had to say it was appropriate. The reaction of a lot of them was, we don't know anything about medical cannabis. We don't know about CBD and THC and which sort of cannabis is most appropriate for this or that. The Canadian government had a program where they grew lots of ganja in a disused mine. when the patients eventually came on stream and started using it, the quality was terrible. I think medical cannabis in Holland, from what I know, when it's available through the pharmacy channel, it's twice as expensive per gram. And not surprisingly, the take-up rate is very low. It's all about education. We had the question that some people are a bit woolly in terms of safe use or safer use. It should be about accepting the fact that X million people use this plant. Not a good idea to inhale hot smoke into your lungs, but think about vaporizers, think about the eating options. There's been a lot of fantastic research on things like bongs and the fact that people smoke with a water pipe, it cools the smoke down, they think they're doing their bodies a favour, but apparently little droplets of water can end up in the lung and cause even more problems. That's a fairly obscure piece of research in Australia. Does it get publicised and advertised? No. We get the same old stuff.
It's down to the length of the bong, Andy.
I'm sure, I wouldn't dispute on that. Yeah.
It's the case that you can't be deemed as medical necessity if you can't die from not having it.
Now, there was lots of discussion about what degree of pain and how you quantify and be subjective about pain.
Do you not think that it should be changed to, like what I have said in court? I have to take it because I'm terrified of all the side effects in every medicine put out by the NHS.
That is the defence. You're acting under duress. You looked at all the alternatives, weighed them up. You couldn't make a really informed choice because the information wasn't out there for you.
But the information is there, and really Tony Blair and the government owe a duty of care to every member of the public in this country. They're the boss. And for them to purchase with millions of pounds every month medication that has up to 100 side effects is shocking. I would say you're terrified of National Health Service medication.
I mean, the point about schizophrenia and psychosis, I've been campaigning on this issue for 30, 35 years, I don't want to think about it, but our policy was always, I mean, it was called cannabis psychosis back in those days. Now you've got a situation where so many people of all ages use cannabis. It appears, for unknown reasons, incidents of mental illness seem to be rising. It's not really a big shock, but more young cannabis users are experiencing mental health problems. It's a really complex issue. There's no simple answers. Any other questions?
My daughter's got epilepsy, okay?
Yep.
My daughter's got epilepsy. She's now on a drug called Pectinib.
Mm-hmm.